Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number for you, 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Jason.
And Luther.
Coming up, we will have for you an Occupy update. There's been a lot of news in the various different Occupy movements around the country over the weekend, and we'll share some of that with you. But to start things out here tonight, we actually have a special guest that wanted to get on to kind of get a little deeper into the product, one of the products we've been talking about on this this program for the last couple of weeks, and that's wisefoodstorage.com. Now, we actually have Danny on the line here, Danny Erickson from Wise Food Storage. Good evening. Do we have you there, Danny? Let me make sure. Actually, your phone is potted down. There we go. You should be there now.
Oh, how you guys doing? Sorry about that.
Hey, no, it wasn't your fault. So thanks for coming on here tonight. We've been talking about wisefoodstorage.com. I've had the chance to actually sample the product. I had the savory stroganoff, and I thought it was pretty good. I mean, we're talking about products that are designed to stay on a shelf for up to 25 years in some cases, which is pretty impressive. Yep.
Yeah, that's one thing that I think customers love about our product is it lasts a long time. You can buy it today and kind of treat it like an investment. It's going to last, put it in your basement or on a shelf, and it's going to last you a heck of a long time. And yeah, the food tastes, we think it tastes pretty darn good, especially for food storage and how easy it is to prepare.
Right, and Luther can tell you I'm not a whiz bang when it comes to the kitchen. So
he has trouble making toast.
So boiling water, I can handle that. And then, you know, pouring it into a bag and letting it sit there, that's not a problem at all. So it's been a pretty simple process using the food.
Yeah.
But what
you know, one thing that's kind of unique about our product is that, you know, boiling, like you mentioned, boiling water works great, but we use some unique ingredients where cold water actually will rehydrate our meals, too. So
really?
We wanted to make it a true emergency product for people, and who knows if you're going to have the luxury of heat in a circumstance. And so, yeah, it just takes a little longer with cold water, but you definitely will have a meal with either hot or cold water.
That's good to know. I was actually curious about that. You know, what do you do if you can't boil water? And that's excellent. So tonight, you know, we were going to talk. I guess you and Mark have been trading emails, and this is the one night per week that Mark has off. And I've been kind of following along here, and I noticed that you were referencing a story about some sort of a disaster that happened, not even in this country, and how that affected the food supply with your company. Did I get that right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, Mark mentioned, you know, talking about a little bit about disruptions in food sources and whatnot. And we experienced some of that back in March when the tsunamis hit in Japan. And even though it wasn't something that hit here domestically, what happened was it created a shortage over here. And a lot of Americans may or may not know that, but we went from being able to ship product, you know, within a week of when an order was placed to about 10 weeks. And that happened literally overnight. And a lot of that was just based on the fact that everybody got cautious about their food storage and thought, I better be prepared. And so it's one of those things that it doesn't have to happen in your backyard to create some of the panic that causes food shortages. And we noticed that with the tsunamis in Japan. And when anything happens overseas or in the States, we see that. And we've had to make a lot of adjustments to keep up with the demands, which is great. But you never know what can hit. And so it's better to be prepared when you can get the product versus trying to get it when, you know, the disaster hits.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got to be prepared in advance. Now, were those orders coming mostly from the United States that just a bunch of people figured, oh, crap, I better get my stuff together and, you know, get prepared?
Exactly. That's basically exactly what happened. I think a little bit of panic set in and people started thinking, man, you know, if something happened like that here, I'm not prepared. Most people we find, you know, end up having 2 to 3 days worth of food on hand is all. And we really think, gosh, I think most people are going to feel kind of silly if something does happen. And we prepare for so many things in our life and we spend money on different insurances. And, you know, we have the opportunity to get food that's going to last a long time. And I think a lot of people would feel kind of silly if they didn't have a little bit of that stored versus some of the other things that we spend our money on for insurance and whatnot. And so, yeah, it caused a little bit of a panic, and people got on board, and it really hasn't slowed down ever since.
So what I'm looking at here is wisefoodstorage.com. Look at the cost to, you know, to get something going here, and it's not unaffordable for people. You know, the 240 serving package is you know, $450, that's less than $2 per serving to have food that literally can stay on a shelf for up to 25 years. Is that right?
That's exactly right. You know, we try to make it really affordable. With Wise Company, you're dealing right with the manufacturer, and so we're able to pass along some of those savings, you know, that other companies aren't able to do because they relabel other companies' product. And so we try to pass those costs on. In fact, the cost per serving even decreases more the more product that you get. So, if you and your brother or your other family want to go in and get something, you end up buying a bigger package, you even save more where prices can get down to as low as $1.50 per serving on certain packages.
Right, you can do like a co-op buy, or if you've got a big family or something like that. I mean, you've got a 12-month supply here, something like 4,300 servings. You literally probably get a pallet full of food and distribute that as necessary.
Pretty close. And right now, you know, we have some great offers and promotions. We're doing free shipping. And so you can take an order, and if you know, somebody lives in Minnesota and somebody lives in California, we'll ship it wherever you'd like at no cost and
try
to help.
That's great. I was curious about that, too, is, you know, what the shipping deal was on this. And so the shipping prices are included. Is that, you said that's a special thing? So what is it? How limited time is that?
That's a promotion we're running. Exactly. That's a promotion we're running right now. We'll do free shipping on any order domestically right now, and to help people take advantage of that. And a lot of people are doing this for gift giving. Parents are buying for their kids who might not be in a position to get stocked up, and it works really well this time of year to help families save a little bit extra by paying their shipping.
And if you want to save a few extra bucks, you can also use discount code FTL, as in Free Talk Live. You'll save an extra 10%,
right,
which you really can't beat.
You will.
So,
and on the bigger packages, that goes a long way. You end up saving, you know, $900,000. So it's a pretty significant discount right now.
Yeah, that's a great opportunity, I think. And you know, I'm looking at this here. I've tried some of the product already. I'm going to try some more here probably over the next week. And it's been pleasing to me, and I can imagine that if you're hungry, it'll be even better. I have to say that I enjoyed it. I put some in the fridge. I couldn't eat it all because they're fairly big portions, and you know, I ate some the next day. So, Danny, thanks for coming on tonight. Is there anything else you wanted to cover this evening?
Well, I just wanted to let some of your listeners know, one thing that Wise Company does, it's a little bit unique, you know, from other food storage, is we package everything in a 4-serving Mylar pouch. And that's really important because what it does is allows families to just eat a little bit at a time instead of breaking into a big bag or a big can that has 20 or 30 servings and having that food go to waste. Wise Company packages uniquely to give it a long shelf life and also enable you to, so if there's only two or three of you, you can have stroganoff for dinner tonight and you can have, you know, teriyaki and rice the next night without having to eat the same thing every day for a week. And that's one of the big reasons, besides affordability, that people really love our product.
Smart stuff. Danny, I know we're going to probably have you back on in the future to talk about some more aspects of Wise Food Storage because it's really important. I mean, I can tell you up here in New England, I'm from Florida originally. The power goes out in Florida. It's not the end of the world, but up here, if it's the middle of winter and you have no power.
If the power's out, that means that the roads are probably covered in snow.
Right. So you may not even be able to get to the store if there is any food on the shelves in the store. So this stuff can really come in handy, even if it's for short term, you know, a few weeks. You can pick up this 1 month supply here for, you know, $450 plus 10% off with the coupon code FTL, and you and your family, you're set for several weeks just right there. And if you want to go, you know, crazy and get a whole bunch of food, you can do that too and get an even better discount.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You can visit us at wisefoodstores.com and request a sample that way, or you can call us at 855-FOODWISE, and one of our representatives will take care of you.
Yeah, I like that you brought that up, too. The free sample, that's available to anybody who is curious about this. They want to put it to the test just to see if, you know, is Ian BSing you on the radio here? No, this is actually some decent food, and you guys are willing to put your money behind it and send out a free sample to anybody that wants one, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. We send out thousands every month, and we definitely, like you said, put our money where our mouth is, and we have such a high satisfaction rate on those samples that it just is a great way for people to make sure that they're going to like what they purchase from Wise.
Danny, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. Appreciate your time.
Awesome. Thanks, guys, for
having
me.
Take it easy. That's wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOODWISE. Use discount code FTL. Save yourself 10%. Get free shipping as well. And if you don't, you know, don't just take our word for it. Try the food. Get the free sample. 855-FOODWISE. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The latest on the Occupied movements. Looks like there was a crackdown over the weekend. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll free number for you to take control of these airwaves is 1-855-453. 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com features including our mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you want quick access to our live streams and podcasts, just go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. And Vaporsmiths. We've been talking about the e-cigarettes on this program for quite a while now. Great product. I use one myself, and I don't even smoke cigarettes. I just think it's just so much fun to use.
Oh, I was going to say, sure, yeah, you don't have to be a cigarette smoker to enjoy these. I mean, yeah. And in fact, I think it's one way that non-smokers can enjoy something like this, you know, because they have all kinds of flavors. They even have non-nicotine ones, so... And it's harmless, unlike cigarettes.
The non-nicotine ones are going to be coming soon.
Oh, they're coming soon.
Right?
Okay.
They're going to be called Vaporsmith's Zeros, and they're in the process of being created, or for market. They're going to be marketed soon. So we'll let you know when those are available. But, yeah, you can get different levels, everything from ultralight to medium to high levels of nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great stuff. Plus, it's cheap. A lot cheaper than smoking. If you're a pack-a-day smoker and you switch to Vaporsmiths, you're looking at saving $120 per month. They're 22,000 times healthier, and these things are going to save you not only money, but also the icky factor as well of just having that nasty smoke smell all over you, all over your clothes, all over your upholstery in the house. That's not a problem anymore with Vaporsmiths. So go to Vaporsmiths.com, get started with a purchase of 40 cartomizers, use coupon code FTL, and you're going to get a free starter kit, which means you'll get two vaporizers. You get two e-cigarettes in the starter kit. So you get everything you need to get the ball rolling here, get the charger, and you get free shipping on orders of $60 or more. So call them at 855-2-GET-VAPOR, 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com. News out of the Occupy protests around the world in Oakland, it appears that they've been raided yet again. This happened over the weekend, according to the story over at the San Francisco Chronicle, sfgate.com, with the second raid of Occupy Oakland compound now complete. Apparently, Occupy is now considered a compound. Didn't it used to be that you had to have, like, you know, walls and gun turrets?
Some kind of fence set up. That's what I think of when I think of compound.
Right. Some sort of a defensive parameter. But no, they're calling it a compound, and both sides, they say, in the month-long fight over the protest camp are settling in for what promises to be a protracted standoff in the days to come. Many protesters evicted in this morning's peaceful roust by the police. How can that be peaceful? How can it be peaceful if they... Because I saw...
They have some strange definitions of what peaceful is. You know, smoking pot, not peaceful. Busting heads, peaceful.
According to the story here, apparently there were 32 people peacefully arrested. Apparently it's peaceful now to take somebody away from their freedom and put them in a cage. Put them in handcuffs and cage them.
Well, they're doing it peacefully and respectably, Ian.
Well, I can tell you that there are nicer ways to arrest people. I mean, that's true. You could beat someone as you're arresting them. So
subdue them and then handcuff them and take them away.
You could taser them while they're handcuffed. You could shoot them in the back while they're handcuffed. So there are certainly more violent ways to...
Mace them in the face while they're handcuffed.
That too, yeah. So there's certainly much more invasive, violent ways to effect an arrest on somebody. But in no way, shape, or form is it ever peaceful to take somebody away from their freedom. Sorry. But it just goes to show you the biases inherent in the mainstream media out there.
Yeah, in a related story, there was a photo on the front page of a newspaper. I forget which one, but it was one of the West Coast occupation stories where it was, I think, the day after the former Marine was shot in the head with the gas canister. And there were just...
The one in the face where he shot him in the right in the center of the face?
Yeah, exactly. And there was just all kinds of
brutality. And then when people went to his help, they shot another one into the crowd.
Right, a flashbang grenade.
And was that peaceful, too, I wonder? Like, was it a peaceful...
According to the mainstream media, because their reporting of it, one newspaper had this police officer petting a cat. That was the big photo on the front page of the newspaper to describe the activities of the night prior.
Police, meanwhile, are looking to be more visible in the plaza, as protesters have said they are coming back. Many of the protesters evicted have vowed to reinstall their tents on Frankagawa Plaza in front of City Hall, and at least one major march to the plaza is planned for the late afternoon or evening of today. So that may be happening as we are speaking now. If you happen to be out in the Oakland area and you want to give us an update, feel free at 855-450-FREE. Police say here that at any demonstrations they plan to be visible, a striking change from the past when they often tried to stay out of sight. Ronald Jones, a lifelong Oakland resident who's been part of Occupy Oakland since its first day, says, if the police take over the camp, we're going to reoccupy. Our objective is for them to keep spending money. We're not going to stop. Mayor Jean Kwan said the city was prepared to clear camps no matter how many times it took. She says, if you look across the country, we know that we may have to go and move the encampments again. This is an international and national movement. This is their tactic. So it sounds like both sides are settling in for what is going to perhaps be a protracted series of engagements that will just continue until somebody breaks.
Sure, sure. It's interesting that she cited this was an international movement. So I guess, was she on the side of like Hosni Mubarak and other tyrants that were thrown out of power? I mean, the people are not on her side. The people are occupying against them.
According to the police chief, there will be a strong presence at the plaza 24/7. The mayor said, for weeks we've been trying to meet with the organizers. In a recent phone call with other city mayors, I realized I was probably the only mayor who didn't have a group of people from their encampment to talk to. Well, I wonder why they don't want to talk to you, lady. Maybe it's because you are intolerant and are cracking down on these people who, for all other intents and purposes, are just camping out. I mean...
Right. Why escalate it? You know, why make things worse? That's what happens when the police come in. I mean, we've seen that many times here in New Hampshire. Think about the last Liberty Forum. There was the 420 celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fine until the cops came, and then it turned ugly, didn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Everything was very peaceful and very happy, and then the cops decided to arrest a young man who happened to be one of the only black people in attendance that particular day. And that really did stir things up. The cops ended up bringing out, like, as many cars as they possibly could. Basically, the whole Nashua PD.
They brought out the dog, yeah. I'm surprised they weren't, you know, spraying us with mace and tasering us.
Oh, don't give them any ideas, Luther.
Liberty Forum's coming up in January.
That's right. Yep, I've already heard rumors about what might be happening at the Liberty Forum. 855-450-FREE is the number here. This is Boots Riley, who's a key organizer, said the raids haven't dampened the determination of the core protesters. He says, whatever they do, they're just going to make us keep going. They're in a lose-lose situation. We're putting out the idea that the working class can organize itself, can withhold its labor, and can cause them to have to deal with us. That idea is not going to go away by evicting this camp. Now, this is the radical commie guy that I guess was behind organizing Occupy Oakland to go and occupy the port, which we talked about a little while back. I don't support that that kind of activity personally. And I'm involved with the Occupy Keene movement here in Keene, New Hampshire. And no one has thus far proposed any, you know, occupation of like private property like they did with this port, where they're getting in the way of people just trying to do shipping, people trying to move products to and fro. I find that really objectionable. I don't think that's what the movement should be about, but I'm not in charge, and then again, neither is Boots here. 855-450-FREE. The more liberty-minded people can get involved in Occupy, the less likely this kind of occupation will happen. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email. Don, do you know about...
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com. Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us what you want. Dial in toll free at 855-453. That number brought to you by SACL, CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Now, we were just telling you a few moments ago about the vaporizer from the e-cigarette from Vaporsmiths.com. And Mark has something that he's come up with for the holiday season. It's going to be a multiple contest that he's going to run over at the Free Talk Live Facebook page. We're going to be giving away Vaporsmith's products. We're going to be giving away Totosacks. We'll be giving away LibertyStickers.com bumper sticker packages. Just stuff you can stick in your stocking or someone's stocking. Stocking stuff for giveaways at Facebook.FreeTalkLive.com. Just click the like button on our Facebook page, and you'll be qualified. Keep your eyes on the Free Talk Live Facebook. Look for an update where we'll be doing a giveaway. And Mark will be running these things from now until when he leaves for his Christmas vacation that he takes with his family every single year. So you'll have several chances to win all kinds of prizes. Facebook.freetalklive.com. Head over there now, click the like button, and then keep your eyes open.
And so it's going to prompt you for something?
Yeah, he's just going to come up with some way to run a contest, like maybe I think he did one today, but I'm not positive on that. Where sometimes he'll ask people to come up with a number between 1 and 100 or something like that, or the first person to respond, or we'll come up with different ways, or he'll come up with different ways to do it. So,
cool.
Facebook.freetalklive.com. And probably, hopefully, I'll convince him to do it at different times of the day because different people are on Facebook at different times. Mm-hmm. So that's a factor there, too. We're talking about the Occupy crackdown happened out in Oakland. Now, Oakland is probably one of the more severe areas of occupation. And by that, I mean people doing things that I find some real disagreement with. Occupying the port, for instance, shutting it down for several hours, I think they did a couple weeks back. And I was talking with an activist up here about it, and he was kind of for it. And I'm like, well, I don't agree with that. I think it's one thing to occupy a public place like a park
and a whole other thing to get in the way of people trying to do business. Mm-hmm. And it really just shows that there's some differences between the Occupy movements around the country. I mean, it's not a surprise that the Occupy movement in California, or in this case in Oakland, has a more leftist-leaning tinge. I mean, clearly the Occupy movement generally is kind of a leftist movement, but some of them are more so than others. And the idea of just, we just need to stop all commerce is, I think, a terrible idea.
What do they hope to achieve?
Stick it to the man, I suppose.
Yeah, they'll be ending capitalism and all its evils.
Right. Oh, just by shutting down the port, okay.
Well, it's the fifth largest port in America, mm-hmm. in Oakland, and so I mean, that's a huge deal. And what I was pointing out to the gentleman that is of a mostly liberty mindset but was for some reason supporting this, I said, if you're doing this for the poor people, because that's the idea, you know, the workers, you know, we're poor and you're the 1% and we're going to screw you. If you're doing this for the poor people, then you're really going about it the wrong way, because if you're shutting down the port, then that just means that those companies they're going to have to do something else to get those products in. The products are going to be delayed. It likely is going to result in a you know, rising cost of those products. And who's that going to hit the hardest?
Poor people.
Right, it's going to hit the poor people.
Yeah, because if prices go up, a rich person, presumably, like somebody in the 1%, could afford it still.
Right.
But if prices go up and you're like barely getting by or almost not getting by, you know, it's going to be harder for you to pay more for something that you need.
Yeah, exactly right. So I said, as much as you may not like Walmart, for instance, you know, the biggest retailer in the world or America or whatever,
mm-hmm.
there's all kinds of things that some of these folks that would likely be in Occupy Oakland would have a problem with when it comes to Walmart. But like it or not, a lot of poor people shop at Walmart.
Yeah,
they get their products there cheaper than in many other places.
I do. I consider myself poor.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't have a job.
Yeah, exactly. I shop at Walmart. You know, it's great for me. It helps. I can stretch out my money better that way. You know, I can manage my finances better this way. I mean, thank you, Walmart, for helping me.
Absolutely. Look, Walmart, I've got my critiques about Walmart. I do.
Like, oh, sure.
You know, there are certain things that they do that I don't agree with. I mean, they've got, a music censorship policy that I don't agree with, if I'm recalling correctly.
I mean, I don't buy my music at Walmart, so I didn't know that.
Sure, sure. I mean, if I'm recalling correctly, that's the last time I heard it, and that was years ago. But they've got some policies that I disagree with. But ultimately, you know, the buying power of Walmart brings prices down.
Yep.
And sure, it'd be nice if we had a free marketplace where somebody could go and open up a competing department store, and it'd be nice if Walmart couldn't use the government to use, say, eminent domain,
mm-hmm.
To take land for their stores. But overall, the results of what Walmart does are positive results for the people that are in the most need of discounted products. And I said, well, look, if you want to help poor people out, figure out a way to get them the same stuff that Walmart gets them at a lower price. I don't know how you're going to do it, but if you can figure that out, that would be the best way to help poor people, not blockading a port and making it so the shipment of toothpaste or whatever can't get through to these folks.
Right.
So back to the story here from San Francisco Chronicle, the SF Gate, talking about the folks being rounded up, basically. Early this morning, Oakland police came back into the Occupy Oakland encampment in front of City Hall at Frankagawa Plaza. They arrested 32 people. Police and city officials called for calm as some Occupy supporters headed for other encampments. Hundreds of law enforcement officers converged before dawn, which seems to be their practice. We've heard about different raids happening in different places, and always early, early morning hours, you know, 4 a.m. or so,
mm-hmm.
they're coming in there and they're making arrests.
Sure, when nobody's
people are sleeping.
Ready for it, yeah.
And so they came in there, hundreds of them converged on Tent City and dismantled the camp, led away protesters, made several dozens of arrests. By early afternoon, city workers had sprayed the ruined muddy lawn and stone spread of the plaza with a cleaning solution. Police surrounded the plaza with metal barricades and officers, and only a few protesters were milling about. So I guess the idea on the police's part is to maintain a presence there now, which they didn't really have before, with the intention of scaring off anyone that wants to come and set up a tent. So will they keep at it? Will they have guards there 24/7 as they claim they're going to? And if that's the case, will that successfully keep away the Occupy protesters from this particular park?
Are they occupying in just that one park or multiple parks?
Well, the article makes it sound like there are other encampments elsewhere.
Hmm.
So I don't know how public those other encampments are, if they're just, you know, like a homeless camp in the woods somewhere, or if there's another park where this is going on. So where it'd be useful to have people who are on the ground in these areas to be able to report to us, rather than us just have to rely on mainstream media sources to get the information. Mm-hmm. So the gentleman I was talking with the other day was saying that apparently the one of the next steps for the movement, at least in New York City, is they're planning on occupying Wall Street, as in, like, blocking it, shutting it down completely, moving out of Zuccotti Park, and just taking over Wall Street and making it so no one can do business there on that particular day.
Oh, just for a day.
At least for a day, maybe longer. There's actually got some details on that particular story. We'll get to that here in a little bit. It's going to be November 17th, so 3 days from now is when that's planned to happen. Let's talk to Michael, listening in Wyoming. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live, the Ian, Jason, and Luther.
Howdy.
Hey, Michael. What's on your mind tonight?
I was thinking about the Occupy movement and how it seems like a lot of people in it think that the answer to the problems of the world is the government fixing them. What they need to realize is that the cops macing them, clubbing them, and arresting them, the cops in that way doing that are the government in its purest form.
Sure, but the ultimate fantasy of somebody who believes that the government can solve a problem is that, just put me in charge and then we'll make sure the cops behave.
Well, that's what all politicians think. They're smarter than us.
Right. And all you have to do is watch some of the interviews that, for instance, Adam Kokesh has put up on his channel over at YouTube /Adam Kokesh. Just to kind of get a viewpoint into or a look into the mind of some of these folks. I mean, they may have some good intentions, but again, embracing the state is their solution, and that's because they believe they know how to fix it. They believe that they could be the ones, if they just put me in charge of everything, and I'll solve all the problems.
Yeah, the only problem with government is that corporations are involved. Other than that, it would be the will of the people, right?
Yeah, that's a really square attitude, and a lot of people have it who think they're really hip. I just think it's square. I think statism, I just say square, man, that's square.
I think you're right on with that, Michael. I think that's groovy. Appreciate your call. 855-453, that's the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. That's a great point. The state is the ultimate in squareness. 855-453. The kids don't even know what square is.
I like that he phrased it like that. I don't think they do.
We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestrin.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing. No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-453-FREE. 1-855-450-3733, especially if you are on the scene of any of the Occupy movements around the country as police cleared out Occupy Oakland this morning. 32 arrests were made, as the San Francisco Chronicle calls them. They were peaceful arrests. And I guess that means that the people that were being arrested decided not to fight their captors and their kidnappers. Because in my opinion, kidnapping, just not peaceful. Right. As nice as your kidnappers might be, whether they feed you or, kind of take care of you while you're in their custody.
Doesn't make it right.
Doesn't make it right, and it certainly is not peaceful. It takes someone away from their freedom. And the mayor in this case here, SFGate.com reporting on it here, claims that, well, they had to move in now. It's been going on for a couple of months, and she says that she made this decision because the movement began to take a different path from the original movement. As though the mayor is out there on a regular basis in touch with these people and knows one thing about what this movement is.
So she gets to decide, what path is correct, what path is incorrect, and if they take an incorrect path, then she gets to send the police department of Oakland in there and clear them out.
She says,
violence.
Yeah, she says it was no longer about the abuses of the financial system or foreclosures or the unemployed. She claims that the encampment became a place where we had repeated violence, and this week, a murder. We had to bring the camp to an end before more people were hurt.
Police violence? I mean, a lot of these protests started focusing their attention on police brutality, and so I can understand why she wouldn't want people to mobilize around that.
I wonder about that. In fact, I was looking up a little bit more information on the murder. She makes it sound like it happened right there. The claim is it was a shooting on the... Another news source claims it was on the edge of the Occupy encampment. So I don't know what exactly it means to be on the edge of this particular park in which this is taking place or was taking place in Oakland. Inevitably, when you get a large group of people together, especially if some sort of intoxicants are being used, as is likely the case on many occasions at these places, likely you are going to have some sort of tension between participants, especially considering, we know that even here in the Liberty Movement, I've never seen anything go to fisticuffs, but certainly people don't get along. So, you get a large group of folks, inevitably there are going to be conflicts between people. But you would think that this organization would be able to handle conflicts internally and be able to de-escalate. I mean, they haven't turned into all-out brawls,
So it seems to me that overall everything is going pretty smoothly, all right. things considered.
Yeah, I mean, and there are people there that don't agree. I mean, you know, it's not like Adam Kokesh has been attacked while he's down there doing his interviews or what have you. I mean, so
right.
so obviously people don't want that there. You know, like they're not there for that purpose. You know, to get to fighting. And like I think only an instigator, a plant of some kind, would be down there to do that.
That's the most likely case, I would say. That if you've got somebody fighting, I'd question their motivations in the first place. What brought them down there and at all? But nonetheless, the occupiers out in Oakland are not done. They're not going to allow this to rain on their parade, so to speak, just because they were outnumbered, and they were. There were hundreds of police
Wow.
that swarmed the park in the early morning hours. The story points out that the camp had dwindled in recent days from a maximum of 150 tents down to about 60 or 70, so they were severely outnumbered. The bureaucrats here, one of them said that 32 people that were arrested on suspicion of illegal lodging and remaining at the scene of a riot.
Wow, those are bogus. Illegal, what is it? Lodging?
Suspicion of illegal lodging. So, not just illegal lodging, but suspicion of it.
Yeah, what does that have to mean, illegal lodging? Like
you've set up a tent somewhere where the government hasn't given you permission to set up a tent.
Right, right. I guess this all kind of comes back to the, for me, like with this whole Occupy movement, you know, and the idea, as you mentioned earlier, that, oh, if government without corporations, then it would just be the will of the people, right? But that's not the case. I mean, because supposedly if public land is owned by the people collectively, you should be able to just pitch a tent there. There should be no such thing as illegal lodging unless you're on somebody else's property.
Mm-hmm.
Then it shouldn't be illegal. It should just be your messing with somebody else's property at that point.
The First Amendment to U.S. Constitution is the, you know, freedom to assemble. That's
sure.
That's what people are doing. They're just doing it for a very long time.
I think what cops and district attorneys are doing is just looking for any way that they can pin some kind of, you know, pseudo crime on these people.
Even if they all get dropped down the line, I heard on, I think it was CBS Radio News today, that there was, I don't know if it was Knoxville, but there's some southern city where they had like 50-some people in the Occupy movement all had their charges dropped by a judge one day recently because it's just too much. They can't handle the caseload.
Sure.
When the Occupy people go in there, as they're going to in New York City, to occupy the courts to support their friends who've been arrested, and of course there have been hundreds of arrests in New York City over the last couple months. They're going to bring like 60 people in on one day, and they're all going to go to trial. They've all got the message that they should not take a plea deal, and they're not taking the plea deal, and the courts can't handle this. They're not built to handle mass noncompliance. The system exists in its current form because people go along to get along, because people take the plea deal. And as soon as that changes, the bureaucrats have no idea how to handle it. Yep. Because these prosecutors, they don't have enough prosecutors to prepare 60 cases at a time. They just don't have those resources. And so you're going to see probably all 30 of these charges dropped. But
right.
that doesn't matter because the cops know and the city people know that they can go in there with their hundreds of cops. The cops get all kind of overtime pay or whatever to go and, you know, get up at 3 in the morning or 2 or whenever they get up and get all pumped up to go and raid the hippies out of the park. So they get – everybody in the city benefits. The city workers get extra pay. The city, you know, gets the publicity of being, you know, tough on crime, cracking down on these people in the park. And, oh, you know, down the line they're going to drop the charges, but they're not going to be liable for the arrests.
Mm-hmm.
The police aren't going to be held liable for going in and making 30-something false arrests. If it's the case that those charges are dropped, in theory, those should be false arrests. But how do you hold them accountable for that? I've never seen that happen.
Yeah, they get away with so much. You know, it's a shame, but it's great to see more and more people getting to see the violence inherent in the system, seeing what law enforcement actually does, because there's so many bad laws on the books, and somebody has to enforce them. And so, you know, a lot of these people come into this occupation movement, you know, really appreciating the state, wanting to use it for good. But, you know, every decision that you make, a law enforcer, a judge, a prosecutor, they get to enforce it, and it's not pretty.
You know, that's a great point, that a lot of these folks coming in are going to be exposed personally to the violence of the state now. and that hopefully will help them change their perspective on looking to the state as the solution for the problems that they correctly, in many cases, identified.
Yeah, I mean, why would people want to fund this violence, you know, when it's perpetrated on their friends or neighbors or a peaceful ally?
Oh, well, we all have to pay our part, Jason.
Our part for police brutality and wars of aggression at home and abroad?
You mean your fair share?
Yeah, your fair share. No, it's for your protection, you know. If not, like, without the government to protect you, who knows what could happen to you?
I feel far less safe knowing what the government is doing with their bomb dropping, and I've seen too many people just get arrested for, you know, doing nothing wrong, just being peaceful.
You would have no rights if it wasn't for the government, Jason.
You know what? About a dozen members of clergy were actually arrested, and of the 32 people arrested, about a dozen clergy members had sat down in front of an interfaith tent and were singing We Shall Overcome, one of the freedom songs from many decades ago, as they were taken into custody. The police chief, of course, we've actually done some singing recently here in New Hampshire, the Shire Choir, recently at state liquor stores. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that here in a bit. There's a picture of that actually up over at freekeen.com if people want to see the latest iteration of the Shire Choir. But the police chief said the cops will remain at the plaza around the clock at least for the day to enforce the no lodging ordinance, which is a different message than what the mayor said. She said there was going to be 24/7 police presence. He then said the city might ask private agencies to provide security after that without elaborating. And they brought police in from departments all around California to make the crackdown today. However, one protester, Zachary Running Wolf, remains perched on a wooden pallet in a tree on the sidewalk of 14th Street. Others, Andre Little, an artist, said he would move tonight to Snow Park, a different city park, but he vowed to return to the main plaza, the main destination. City officials had warned protesters at several smaller satellite camps, including Snow Park, Jefferson Park, and Lafayette Square, that they were also subject to arrest. So it's certainly possible that they're going to continue the crackdown maybe tonight. Maybe they'll visit another one of those parks. So we'll keep informed. There's more also to come here. Your thoughts, certainly welcome. 855-450-FREE. Have you been on the inside of the Occupy movements? You're welcome to share your experience. Coming up, the occupiers of Wall Street are planning to shut down Wall Street entirely in 3 days. And apparently there's a counter-protest planned as well. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.